How could I possibly take any pleasure in those things that led me to so dreadful a place? This is a question St. Teresa of Avila posed to herself after reflecting on the vision that God gave to her when she was a young nun, and she was not completely dedicated to God. She loved God, maybe in an average way, but she gave him half her heart. He gave her this amazing vision of hell, showing her this is where you deserve based on how you are choosing to live your life. It completely changed the trajectory of her life. And it leads us to realize this one conclusion, that at any given moment, every single one of our decisions is taking us to either one of three places: heaven, purgatory, or hell. Can it be so simple? Let's talk about maybe some examples from our own lives. Imagine that you were a famous person that had worked for so many years building your career, and you did this thing and that thing and then the other thing, and it was your moment of glory, and you were about to receive the thing that you had been working for your whole life. All it takes is one decision to throw it all away. Haven't we experienced that? And we understand why that is. And it seems unfair, but all of our decisions are not just isolated. They actually all add up. It's very simple math. 1 + 1 + 1 + 1. So even if you've been living an amazing life and your final decision is towards hell, that decision isn't isolated on its own. It's actually been building up. And you can see in all your prior decisions how you were actually going in that direction. Except when we're in the moment, we're not aware of it. So if you were that famous person, you could understand that perhaps you've been doing all these amazing things, but something was left unchecked. And it's the same with us. It's the same with that person that perseveres to the end. And that final decision is amazing. It's glorious. It's saintly. It's worthy of heaven. That decision isn't in isolation. They have been building up to it. They have been preparing themselves. They have been doing all the small things hidden even to them that have given them the strength to make that final decision. Often as Catholics will say, oh, that I would just die a martyr. But don't you know that you can prepare yourself to be a martyr beginning right now? Even the way you brush your teeth, take a shower, go to the bathroom, cook, talk to your wife, all those tiny decisions add up. And the way in which you do them have a consequence leading out to the very end of your life. And that's what people don't want to accept. You see that in the comments. You see a lot of people that reject this idea that God is sending them to hell. And in some ways it makes sense. The truth of it is, he is pronouncing a judgment on decisions that you have already made. You have been sending yourself to hell. You have been sending yourself to purgatory. You have been sending yourself to heaven this whole time. And the truth is, if you were to really look deep inside and look in the mirror, you would admit it to yourself. And God is simply affirming what you have been choosing all along. That's why sometimes people say, how could God send me to hell if I've been so good and at the very end I just maybe make some stupid decision? Again, that decision is not in isolation. Your whole life you've been preparing and building. And if you've used all that to then make that final choice, clearly you left something out. And God is affirming a whole string of decisions. This is why it's so important, for instance, when you parent, that your small children begin being raised right. And every parent that knows this, every parent that's a good parent knows that a good child begins at birth in the way they act, in the way you raise them. Or a spoiled child, a person can look at a child at 2 years old and know what they will turn out to be when they're 20. It's the same thing. All our decisions are connected. And that is the mercy of God, that right now we have a chance to change that trajectory. Even if you've been choosing hell your whole life, even if you've been choosing purgatory your whole life, you can still send it in the direction of heaven. You can still choose Jesus and go in the path of being a saint. That is the amazing thing of God's mercy. There was an amazing author that stated it like this: those that get to heaven, they will be telling God, thy will be done, because God wants us to go to heaven. And those that are going to hell, whether they know it or not, God will be telling them, thy will be done, because it is the decision of those that go to hell. It is their choice. God has tried to reach out to you so many times. God has pleaded with you humbly and mercifully. And so many times you have rejected him, not just once, but in thousands upon thousands of decisions that you will see at the end of your life. My friends, we are not judged by one decision alone. All our decisions are taking us to one of three places. Today, make your choice.